In my time of dying, I want nobody to moan. All I want for you to do is to take my body home. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Good morning, everybody. I'm thinking about death this morning. The sun is coming up here in New Mexico, and it's a cold and rainy morning, and I have several people that I know on Facebook who are dealing with death, and we've all dealt with death, and we've had family members die, and we're watching people die, and maybe we even think about our own death and how we would want to go. I don't think I want the chemo. I find it kind of fascinating how we cling to life almost unnecessarily. You know, I can't imagine having, let's just say, a cancer, and you know that you're going to die, and to continue with the chemotherapy and all of those treatments that just make you so, so ill on this thin thread of a chance that maybe, you know, you might make it. And then you end to see so many people, they spend their last days sick from the treatment. And I tell myself, I'm not going to do that. I am not going to do that. When my time is time, it's just time to go. I don't want to do that. The other thing that is really striking, I remember old Johnny Two Time got a lung transplant, but lung surgery. We kind of had a falling out over it, really. It's just wild to watch people who don't work, don't really do anything productive, and they're able to go into a hospital and have lung surgery and no financial consequences to them. And then I notice I have some friends who, you know, people work their entire life and now they're in their 70s. And within just a few months of going through a lot of this treatments, all of their savings is gone. And I think to myself, how is it that the people who work their entire life lose everything on the way out the door? And then people who are on public aid just, no worries, go in and, I mean, somebody's paying for that, but they ain't. So I wonder about that, you know, what's wrong with our society? And I'm not saying that he shouldn't have received a treatment for his illness. It's just, the other thing is that people are funny. There was a guy that had a dog that was sick, and it was basically he pulled his back. And they were able to raise, they did a GoFundMe on this dog, and they were able to raise like $24,000 in like 24 hours. And I was like, holy shit. You know, $4,000 for an MRI for the dog, and basically a waste of money. And I had a friend, or I still do, who wanted me to help him raise some money for an important knee surgery. We raised like a couple hundred bucks, and I thought, wow, that's pretty crazy there. And then I was just noticing some people that have GoFundMe for cancer treatment and very little money raised. And I thought, wow, that's amazing that someone's able to raise up $24K for a dog overnight. And yet for people, it seems to be really difficult to get money. It depends on what it is, you know. Who was that black kid that wasn't a kid? The black guy that got shot by the cops. He does a GoFundMe and gets millions of dollars. You know, criminal. It's a weird world we live in, huh? I also think about the story, and it's always just made me curious of religious people. My Aunt Char was taking care of my grandfather at the nursing home, and he was towards the end, and she was trying to get him to eat, and he wouldn't eat, and she was telling him, you know, come on, Dad, you got to eat this so that you can get better. And she was actually thinking that he was going to get better. The guy's in his 80s on the way out the door. I just wonder about this clinging you know, so unrealistic. And what would make someone think that he's going to get better? You know what I mean? Someone, a very religious person their whole life, you would think that death would have been on their mind, on the forefront. They'd be able to handle it, you know. 80-some-year-old father in a nursing home on his way out, and really thinking that there's this glimmer of hope that he's going to be young again. I don't know. I'm not being hard on people necessarily. We don't deal good with death, and I think about death all the time, and I don't want to do that. I don't want the insurance companies taking whatever little bit we have on the way out, and I don't want to cling so much to life like that, that I spend my last days in agony, you know. I want to accept it for what it is. And you know what? I think to die well is maybe to live well. To try, yesterday, you know, playing with my dog Gertie, and every day when I play with her, I try to think about this. There's going to be a day when she's not here and I'm not here to have this little tiny little interaction of just pure innocent joy on the part of the dog, you know, just so simple, just to go chase that little ball. And that is so pure and so holy, that moment in the morning. And so that I die well, I want to really savor the moment with that dog in the morning. That little bit of joy that's in this life. The lotus flowers and the shit ponds and the diamonds and the dunghills. I want to treasure those. I want to breathe and know that I'm breathing today. Because someday it will be my last. And I don't want to cling to life like that. I want to go. I want to go well. So in my time of dying, I don't want nobody to moan. All I want for you to do is to take my body home.